65 years ago, before the construction of the Adirondack Northway, a small amusement park with a focus on popular nursery rhymes opened along Route 9 just south of Lake George. The founder was Charles Wood. The park was called Storytown. That park is now called The Great Escape, and it's operated by Six Flags. But a few of the Storytown memories are still there. The Great Escape will open May 11th for a new season, and it will have a new president, Rebecca Wood, who most recently served at The Great Escape as the Director of Marketing and Sales. I spoke with Rebecca Wood about the history and the future of the popular North Country attraction.
I think that's what makes The Great Escape so unique within Six Flags is that history of Storytown, as you alluded to, and everything that people remember coming to as a child, and they love the Comet and our swan boats. But we also have an incredible innovation within Six Flags, and every year we make a promise to add something new for our guests. So, this year we have an incredible new water park, Hurricane Harbor. We're rebranding the entire water park, adding two brand new attractions. It's the same. We've continued to add over the years everything from Grease Lightning coasters to water slides. Pandemonium last year was a fantastic spinning thrill ride. So we try to make sure that we're kind of reaching that family demographic, the thrill demographic, the water park fans, as we continue to kind of look out over the years and choose the attractions that we put in.
How do you ensure safety at The Great Escape?
The safety of our guests is our top priority. We dedicate, the largest amount of our resources and time and training to safety, and it's certainly evident in everything we do, and our team is it's the foundation of everything that our industry has. Our families come here too, our children come here too, and safety is of the utmost importance.
And you have state inspectors that come. How does that inspection process work?
Yes, absolutely. So our team works closely with, New York State and comes out and inspects our rides yearly. And we work with all of our ride manufacturers to make sure that as we are preparing for the opening of the park, we're hitting all of those inspections. And, all of our ride operating and our procedures are followed to that state inspection.
I'm old enough to remember when it was Storytown, and certainly it has changed. It has grown immensely over the years. Tell us a little bit about that evolution for those who maybe don't remember Storytown and just remember The Great Escape.
Sure. Storytown opened in 1954. As you said, Charlie Wood opened a Mother Goose theme park. So if you look through the park today, you still see things like our swan boats, our Mother Goose themed little house areas, three little kittens lost their mittens, and you take you through through Great Escape today, you still see many of the pieces of Storytown. And then as the park evolved, he added Ghost Town. 3 years later, he saw that fathers were not coming in. Moms and kids were coming in, but there wasn't much for fathers to do, so he added the Ghost Town element of the park and put some more opportunity for fathers to enjoy it. And then from there on, it's continued to grow. We added Splashwater Kingdom Water Park, which is being rebranded to Hurricane Harbor, added our first roller coaster in the Steamin' Demon in the mid-80s. So the thrills and the expansion of The Great Escape from Storytown has been an incredible thing for this area. And it's something that we're very, very proud of, and we continue to invest to make sure that we have that perfect mix of old and new. So, Storytown maybe what brings you here. If you're here on vacation, you're visiting the Lake George region, you remember coming as a kid, and then as you step through the gates, you say, oh my gosh, Storytown has become The Great Escape, and it's that perfect marriage.
When I was young, and I think when a lot of people were young, theme parks like this were really for the young, but now it's for the family, isn't it? Not just the kids, but mom and dad as well.
It is absolutely a family experience, and that's why we try to make sure as we look at rides and attractions and the growth of The Great Escape, we're putting something in for everyone. So, we like to say that we cater to the littlest of thrill seekers, those new thrill seekers coming in, and we provide a first roller coaster experience in something like the Canyon Blaster, which has that mild thrill. And then we introduce them to the Comet, which is just hair-raising and amazing in its history and its speed, and it's just one of the greatest wooden roller coasters, in my opinion. But we're introducing them to that thrill family and, the Six Flags family, so they can, for years to come, enjoy our park and, all of our parks across the country.
Rebecca Wood is the new president of the Great Escape Amusement Park in Lake George. For WAMC News, I'm Brian Shields.